Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is, Why Do You Hate Me, My Brothers and Sisters? This is a common question some people may ask themselves, or just outright in the open, like on a rap song my daughter showed me. Some people see hate that is directed towards them, whether it is because of race, culture, beliefs in religion, a disability, overweight, or just an average Joe that people pick on because they may be different, and so they ask, why do you hate me? Hate is that darkness of our pride. But what is hate? Hate is a very powerful emotion, so powerful that it can cause someone's feelings to be hurt, all the way up to rioting, genocide, terrorism, and war. Hate is the opposite of love, and hate can come in many different forms, like mocking someone, putting someone down, talking ill will about someone behind their back, being spiteful, laughing at someone when they are down, resentment, anger, violence, cruelty, having it in for someone, informing on people, pointing out bad traits about people, and the list goes on and on. All this comes from a person's pride. All it takes is for someone to be affected by another's looks, actions, the way they live, work, or even their skin color to spark that darkness of hate that comes from a person's pride. A person's pride is touched when they see or hear something that they disagree with. We all have this pilot light inside of us that lights the burner when something we see as negative begins to ire us. Our imagination starts to go to work, and we start to picture and dream up all these negative thoughts, and these thoughts start to burn inside of us, causing us to get upset or feel anger. We can either keep these feelings and thoughts inside of us until we decide to calm down, or we can exhaust them in a hateful way. Either way, they do damage to us or others. Hate is a very unhealthy emotion. When the calmness that we all like to feel inside of us begins to stir, we start to become stressed. Stress has an effect on every part of our body, mind, and soul. It has an effect on our heart, blood pressure, and immune system. It can cause headaches, fatigue, back pain, and upset your digestive system, just as well as our moods. We can suffer from anxiety, irritability, inability to sleep well, which causes us to be cranky and not being able to perform to our full potential. These are just a few things that people can experience when they practice hate. Why hate and not love? What is it that causes us to think, talk, and act in a destructive way? Why can't we just be happy and love one another for who they are, what they are, and how they may act? Love can change people and the world. It seems that we just let our pride get the best of us, like putting the blame on others for everything. We can take control of our happiness by looking for the positive things in people and trying to bring out the good in our brothers and sisters. It all begins with us as an individual. Whether you are the first one to say hello, or smile, or maybe even overlook someone else's faults. Don't forget, we are not perfect, and we do have our own faults that we need to work on. Is it harder to love or hate? It does take work to overcome our way of thinking and how we perceive things. And this could be why it is easier to look at things and people in a negative way. I admit that it is much harder to be positive than it is to be negative. It's our pride. It's the way we are. But we have help to make it easier to overcome the darkness that plagues. Our help is just waiting for us to call on them, and they are God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. But in order for them to help us, we have to make the first move. God gave us free will to choose what we want and how we want to be. Well, what is your choice going to be? Thank you, and God bless us, and love one another.